To get into, Mark Hunter's back with us as we get ready for another big day of racing tomorrow at Caulfield. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. How's your week?
It's going okay.
It's going okay.
My last bet was a winner, so that's always a good thing.
That's always a positive. Now, we've been asking first concerts this morning. Somehow we got onto that conversation. There's heaps of SMSs coming through. Whitey will give us some of those shortly. Where was your first concert?
Yeah, I reckon I'm hard to beat here. My first concert was ABBA at the Maya Music Bowl.
Is that right?
Yeah, I went with my mum and had the sparklers going for Fernando. It was all happening.
Was it, what year was that? Because there was
1977.
77.
I think.
There was a 78 at the Music Bowl coming through off the SMS too. So someone was there with you.
Yes, I can still picture where I was at the Music Bowl.
Can you?
Mm.
How old were you?
I was born in 65, so 12 if it was 77 or 13 if it was 78.
ABBA, well done.
There's another one that's coming through here for that. Forced by family to go at the age of 5. Sulked through the whole thing.
Sulked through it.
Slab.
Lenny Kravitz at the Tennis Centre has got in Tigerland. Australian Crawl, the original Australian Crawl at Albury Theatre, says Jack and Wodonga. Guns N' Roses, 93 at Calder Park.
Yeah, that was a big one because there was a thunderstorm at the end of it and people were having to pretty much walk back from Calder Park to the city.
I think.
And it was just there was just soaked.
What about this one? This will win. Wawa Knee and Sudo Echo at Partington's Flat in Greensboro. Oh, Dino, well done. Partington's Flat's where I played cricket. Uncanny X-Men at Festival Hall, Midnight Oil at Manhattan Hotel in 98.
This might be the winner. The Beatles at Festival Hall in 1964. Oh, I was 14.
Geez. I think you win. Second place is first loser, Mark. That wins. That wins. The Beatles
the
at
gate.
Festival Hall in 1964. What a time that would have been. My goodness. Righto. Our job, apart from reminiscing about great concerts and where you were at the time, is to get you some winners on the Friday form. We'll have a look at the major metropolitan meeting the next day, which, of course, is Caulfield tomorrow. And we'll go through the quaddy legs, give you a chance to sharpen your pencils for that, find some value with you on the Rama Ruffy, and, of course, give you some financial assistance to the formula bet. We'll invest on your behalf. Register at the website, rsn.net.au, for that. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Let's get to the first leg of the quaddy. Mark, it is race number 6 tomorrow, the Cosette Stakes, over the 1,100 metres for the 3-year-old fillies. And we have 15 going around at this stage. Number 3, Ebar, I'm not sure how you say it, for the Snowdens with Kieran McAvoy in saddle, is favourite, but it's a fairly open market. $4.80 is the quote for Ebar, the favourite at tab.com.au.
Yeah, this is a day we'll be taking Flexi Quaddy. This is a really hard day. And this first leg, I'll give you 7 numbers, and Ebar won't be one of them. So it could be a very early end to the quadrilla if the favourite
could be on the treble.
Could be. Look, I'm going to go here with one at Big Odds, number 5. I think you pronounce it O'Hay. Now, O'Hay ran 5th in the Golden Slipper there 2 starts ago, coming from last, getting up the fence and running 5th. I don't think any other horse in the race could produce that sort of effort. It draws wide here. It's trialled well. It's got Miss Rosiano drawn inside it, so I'm hoping that Craig Williams can latch onto the back of Miss Rosiano and... Oh, well, look, I think it's nearly the best form in the race, and it's massive odds here. To beat another Sydney sider, I think the Sydney form is better than the Melbourne form. 7 Lady Laguna, who... How these Sydney horses bounce back off that really wet campaign they've had last time will be of interest. Lady Laguna's trialled a couple of times, looks to be going well. Again, I just think it's better form than the Melbourne form. Down the bottom here at Big Odds again, number 15, Lamandra, who's first starter for the Hawks team. It trialled against Lady Laguna. You could make a case it was going equally as well, if not better, so I can't see why it's not a winning chance. I'll be including number 4, I'm Loving You. 2 starts for Mick Price. Bombed the start on debut. Good win up the straight has trialled well. I'll be throwing in the last start winner, number 8, Winner Takes It All from the Valley. Won a weaker race, but come back in great form. And putting in 1, Miss Rosiano, who's a good filly, just drawn wide. And I'm throwing in 12, Waltz On By. If you just go off its form last campaign, it's probably a length or two behind them, but it comes back from a spell. It's trialled terrific, got a great draw for Jamie Carr, so it's going in the quaddie. Just with that favourite, Ebar, on form, it won a pretty weak race on debut, went back to Sydney, struggled badly twice. On form, you would think it's maybe a false favourite. Has trialled well. I just want to see it do it on race day. So I'm going wider with some big odds here in those numbers.
All right. We'll get to Rama's recap of those. So good luck to you, Rama. Let's get to the Owl for the market update from tab.com.au. What's been happening there, Owl?
Favourite with tab.com.au is number 3, Ebar, at $4.60, 12 volts on by $6.50. One, Miss Rosiano at $7, along with number four, I'm Loving Ya. $8 for number six, She's Got the Boom. And Mark's on Toppy, Oh Hi, for Craig Williams and James Cummings at $19.
$19. All right. So no questions for you, Alan?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Mark, obviously tricky lining up last season's two-year-olds turn three, and you've got the Sydney versus Melbourne form, which you touched on. How do you go about lining them up when they turn three? But then this year you've got added complication, as you mentioned, about those horses coming back from the wet tracks in Sydney.
Yeah, look, this is always a tough meeting to sort out. You've got, firstly, just how they'll come back as three-year-olds, whether they will improve or not. Then you've got to line up the Sydney or Melbourne form. I think a horse like Dormier going to Sydney and being a rung, say, behind them, gives you an idea the Sydney form is stronger. And then you've got to work out how they'll bounce back off running on those wet tracks up in Sydney. So you've got that. Throw in the mix here, you've got number six, the Queensland horse. You've got to try and work that form out as well. So the Cosette Stakes was a nightmare to work out, really. I've gone with the Sydney form being the strongest, just hoping they bounce back off those heavy tracks.
And just one more, the speed in this race. Miss Rosiano, do you think she might sort of take it up here? She showed good natural speed as a juvenile.
Nah, she'll go forward. I don't think she'll cross. You've got Bistro from Gate One's a pretty quick horse. This Queensland horse, She's Got the Boom, it just flies the gates. So they're drawn in gates one and four. They'll be your first leaders. A horse like Miss Rosiano, Ebhar, Waltz on By, I've got them settling next. So I would think Miss Rosiano probably parks three wide, no cover, only one turn, and maybe that's not a disadvantage by race six.
And Harf, I just need to clarify, we had a caller last time I was here reading out the odds ring up and say that he wasn't happy with my work because I was trying to influence Mark's selections. So just to clarify, I'm not trying to influence Mark's selections by any means.
That's an amazing recap.
Strong feedback.
We're going back to last night with Patrick Cripps. There's a real sort of cross-examination from the other country at the moment.
It was almost disrespectful.
It was really comfortable sort of being in the room.
Glad I came prepared for that.
Expect a bit more of that coming your way. How do you like them apple sort of stuff?
Hey, I think someone set me up there.
Lucky, you're all over it like you are, Mark. You're magnificent. Now, Rammer.
Yes.
You've got one job around those parts. To recap the numbers as they are read by our excellent analyst.
5, 7, 15, 4, 8, 1, and 12.
Right, yeah, they are your numbers for the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield. Let's have a look at the second leg. The Regal Roller Stakes over the 1,200 metres. What a magnificent horse he was at Caulfield, Regal Roller. 4-year-old and up listed affair and has 11 participants because Pindaric has been scratched. Number 10 for Michael Hitmont is out. So we've got 11 runners going around. And down the bottom, Mark, Uncommon James, coming down from Queensland, I think it might be, is favourite at tab.com.au at $2.50.
Yeah, it's been backed off the map, this horse. Only taking three numbers, it's one of them. I do think it's maybe under the odds by now, but hard to beat. Throwing in 6, 3 and 11, I think number 6, Showmanship, is the way to go. The issue you've got here is gate 1. It's not a speed horse, so it's going to be buried back midfield inside, a bit like King of Sparta was a few weeks ago. So we need John McNeil to produce the same. We need the gaps to open, and if that happens, I think Showmanship can win. You go back two campaigns, it bolted a race in at the Valley, got injured, changed stables, went to Warrnambool on that really heavy track first up, which is almost impossible to do, and ran a terrific third in the Wongoom. Heard Danny O'Brien during the week saying he thinks you'll see a better horse than you saw in the Wongoom. It looks like it's going well. Just going to need that luck at the right time. If that comes, I think it can run it down. I think number three, Rangers, is hard to beat here for the Snowdens and Kieran McAvoy. Last start winner of the Ramorny. It's drawn wide, rolls forward, parks just behind the speed, and just clear air in these races as a few of these leaders struggle. I think Rangers is awfully hard to beat. 11 Uncommon James, come off a year break for those last two wins. Very promising horse, gets a beautiful run, and certainly got a winning chance, but I would think this is probably the hardest race it's contested, so I'm not rushing in at those short odds. It's in the numbers, but I just don't think it's much value. So only three hopes for me, 6, 3 and 11.
All right, what's happening in the markets at tab.com.au, please, Al?
The Queenslander is the favourite, Uncommon James at $2.40. Showmanship, $5.50. One Lombardo at $6.50. Two Sinewan at $8.50. Three Rangers at $9. Then you've got $10 for number four, Open Minded. Mark, number one Lombardo, a last start Group 1 winner. What's the knock there? Is it weight and wide gate?
Yep, weight and wide gate, 61 kilos first up. Probably, and like it would be probably fourth or fifth pick, Lombardo's. It's a good horse. It'll go forward and run well. Just that weight from the wide gate first up might bring it undone.
All right, good assessment of race number 7, the Regal Roller Stakes over the 1,200 metres. Ram, are those numbers again, please?
6, 3 and 11.
6, 3 and 11. Let's get to race number 8, the feature event of the card, PB Lawrence Stakes Day. It is the PB Lawrence Stakes, 1,400 metre affair, $300,000 up for grabs. Wait for age group 2 encounter. So we know these horses pretty well. Got a good eye on these horses that are contesting this race. 9 of them, Mark. And number 2, Mr. Brightside, who always finds a way to win a big race when it's seemingly unlikely to do so for the Hayes boys. Craig Williams in the saddle. Willow's hot to trot at the moment. His favourite at tab.com.au at $3.30. Is the bright side in your numbers?
Yeah, he sure is. Second pick, the bright side. These races are these are hard to work out. It's like the Cosette. You've got a lot of horses resuming. The actual fitness levels are queries. I'm going with 4 numbers here. My first number is number 7, I Am Superman, who... It's a beauty, this horse, over this distance, 1,400 metres. It's got a great racing pattern of sitting just behind the speed. It's 2 lengths off them, blending in on the home turn. It's got a good turn of foot. It needs dry ground, which hopefully the rain doesn't come today. I think the track's still good at the moment. I think the race sets up perfectly for it as long as the track stays dry. To beat number 2, Mr. Brightside, who's the best horse in the race. It's resuming. It's coming off 2 trials. Now, the first trial... A really soft trial out the back at Werribee and just basically passed the horse late. So that was a really soft trial. And next time, there was more intent, but I wouldn't say it was a really searching workout. So my little query with Mr. Brightside is just being vulnerable to fitness first up. If it ran to its best form, it would win the race. 8 Elephant, I'm giving a chance. If you go back to that first up run last time, it carried 3.5 kilos more than Mr. Brightside and pretty much finished alongside it. And 9 Uncle Bryn, who... on class and form, probably has got no real right to win, but there's a few in this race that I think are struggling. Uncle Bryn will be tracking into the race, strong down the centre, and it's got a chance to measure up to a much harder race than what it's been meeting.
All right, that's the assessment of race number 8, the PB Lawrence Stakes, of course, the feature event on the card tomorrow at Caulfield. The market's at tab.com.au with the Owl.
The Doncaster winner, Mr. Brightside, the favourite at $3.30. Scalopini, $4. 7 I Am Superman, $5.50. 8 Elephant at $7.50. Out to Uncle Bryn, number 9 there at $10. The last 3 winners of this race, all mares, Sierra, Sue Savitiano, and Mystic Journey. Mark, Mr. Brightside, as you mentioned, class runner of the race. Any concern at all that Doncaster win was on a heavy 9, he comes back here. He did just have the one run in Sydney, unlike a few of these other 3-year-olds?
Not really, not off the trials. I think he's going great at the trials. That Werribee run was really soft trial, but he just roared past the horse there late. He looked like he's full of life there and went to Flemington and again trialled well. So on what you've seen at the trials, the horse is going really well. They just weren't searching hit out, so I just thought the little query was fitness first up, more so than how he's going.
And the O'Day and Hoisted Yard from Eagle Farms must be flying. They've got three runs at least already tomorrow at Caulfield. What are they doing differently? How are they going?
No, they're good. Scalopini's in the mix. It's the one got the race fitness on its side. Will go forward, get a good run, and certainly be looking a winning chance at the 200. I think what you see is what you get with Scalopini, maybe a length or so behind these, and I'd say one of the better horses might stick its head out and beat it, but it's going to be around the mark and look a winning chance at the 200.
All right, that's race number 8, all summed up for the PB Lawrence Stakes over the 1,400. Rammer, what are the numbers again, please, for the punters out there?
7, 2, 8 and 9.
7, 2, 8 and 9. All right, 3 down. 3 legs of the quaddy down. We've got them covered. That's the easy part. 1 to go. We'll sort that out after the break. We'll get you some value with the Ramaruffi as well, and we'll invest on your behalf with a formula bet. If you haven't registered for that, well, you're dead set mad is what you are. rsn.net.au competitions page, and we bet for you. It's a pretty good system. You actually can't lose. All you can do is win. I'd be up for that. Let's get to that after the break on The Breakfast Club. It certainly is 25 past 7 Friday morning. Any balloons out there, Waddy?
No. Do you need some wind for balloons so they actually drift?
No, once you get up in the jet streams, it's already up there.
Right, okay.
It's already up there, the jet streams.
There haven't been any for ages.
It is cold.
Yeah, well, put a scarf on.
I'm saying it is cold. So
wouldn't there be heat generated from the balloon above?
From the flamage.
I imagine the sales of balloon rides in the middle of winter would be low.
It's probably a fair point.
Yeah,
it's probably a fair point.
But we've seen them through the winter.
No, we have, and we're disappointed not to see them this week. We're in the middle of the Friday form at the moment with Mark Hunter.
Yes, and before we go on, we should acknowledge Mark, because yesterday's vest value bet with
yesterday's what?
With Felgate.
Vest.
was a winner at $15.
$15, if you don't mind.
And there was some real high level of confidence with that value play, wasn't there, Mark?
There was. That was dimmed after my best bet just beat the ambulance in race one. thankfully, we bounced back in the last.
Well, when you're getting the $15 one time, it doesn't matter about the best bet. I wouldn't have thought. You might have ended up in front yesterday, if that's the case. Well done. Well done to that $15 best bet yesterday. That's why you listen to Racing Pulse as well. Mm. Well, it's second sort of fiddle, but... You know, that's fine. That's fine. Blue Eyes tries. Yeah. Does a good job.
He's a trier.
He's a good job for a guy that's doing good things. We need to continue on the program here because we've got the last leg of the quaddie ready to roll. That's what we're doing on the Friday form, getting ready for the last leg. We've got the first three, Ramaruffi and the Formula Bet just around the corner. Let's have a look at that last leg. It is the Millennium Services Group 1400 metre benchmark 84 affair. And there are, at this stage, 15 going around. The favourite, though, is number 16, the First Emergency. El Rocker, $3.90 at tab.com.au. How the hell do I play this, Mark?
Well, I haven't got it in the numbers, El Rocco. It's come back from a spell, a much, much better horse, but both those wins have been on very heavy ground, which it seems to excel on. So I thought it may be a false favourite. It may win, but I just want to see it produce it, even if it gets a run, on a better surface. Having said that, it's a wide, wide open race. Pretty keen that number 11, Unanimous, can run a good race here at odds. This horse had the one run back from a spell down the straight, which probably didn't suit. Had to pretty much no cover the whole way, which is not ideal, but still found the line pretty well over an unsuitable trip. Now, gets out to 1,400 metres, which it had a good record at last campaign. Gets B. Mellum to ride from a good gate. I think Unanimous is a good each-way play here in the last to beat a few dangers. Number 3, Polanco. Polanco's in great form. It deserves a win. Races well at Caulfield. No doubt it's better on soft ground, but still competitive on a good 4, soft 5. I'm putting number 9, Pashiro, in. Pashiro's best form would win this race and win it easily. Now, it ran pretty well first up. Had a setback before its second up run. Got a squeeze in the straight, which put it back to a duck egg, but just not sure how it was going anyway. Tomorrow will tell. Throwing in number 6, So Risque, who's in great form for the Hayes boys. Got a wide gate up in class, but racing well. And 14, Incredulous Dream, who ran okay first up in an unsuitable race. It's fitter. It just runs 1,400 metres, but it's drawn for a perfect run, so it's in the mix. So just opposing that favourite, El Rocco, I think it's under the odds on a dry track, going wide, but pretty keen number 11 can run a good race here, Unanimous.
All right, number 11, the on-top selection. What's the tab saying about all this sort of shenanigans, please, Al?
$4 the field to come home with in the quaddie. El Rocco, the favourite there at $4. 9, Pashiro at $4.20. 2, Military Expert at $8.50. 3, Polanco at $9, along with number 4, Lucky Decision. Number 11, Unanimous, Marks on toppy there at $10. 6, So Risque for the Hayes boys at $11. So a wide open finish to the quaddie.
Any questions from you, Al?
Not on this occasion.
Any interrogations of our expert after a $15 winner yesterday?
I concur with Mark. Tough way to finish.
Righto. Rammer, the numbers, please, for the last leg of the quaddie.
11, 3, 9, 6, and 14.
11, 3, 9, 6, and 14. And not going to believe this. Oh, but a lot of people out there have been distracted this morning. They're thinking about their first concerts, which are still coming through thick and fast. Hi, guys. Missed the quaddy numbers. I was online doing my sex ed course, says Mark in Mount Martha. So you're really onto something there, Rammer. Cam from Saudi Arabia says, can you please repeat the quaddy numbers? Couldn't hear them over my new gold chain. Might drop a million on the quaddy one out. Thank you, Cam. Great to have international participation. Scotty in Tigerland says, missed the quaddy. Working out the shy and dusty midfield minute split for the first final. Can you repeat the numbers? Thank you, Scotty. He's already got the Tigers in. Sorry, Rammer, missed the quaddy numbers. Was listening to ABBA and Money, Money, Money. And Richie says, morning, boys. Just looking up MTV, and I've missed the quaddy numbers. Girls on Film by Duran Duran has had my attention. I don't remember the Girls on Film film clip. Do you remember that?
Yep. Bring Steve-O in. He'll tell you about that.
Steve-O will be all over that. So what they're saying, Rammer, out there is that they missed the quaddy numbers, and we need to recap them, please, if we can.
Okay, race 6. 5, 7, 15, 4, 8, 1, and 12. Race 7, 6, 3, and 11. Race 8, 7, 2, 8, and 9. And then race 9, 11, 3, 9, 6, and 14.
They are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow. at Caulfield, early doors on a Friday morning. Subject to change, of course. Make sure you keep listening to RSN 927 for the latest information on all of that. So where are we going to find some formula action today? Mark, who are you playing for and what are you thinking?
Yeah, we're playing for Helen Barr from Albion. And for Helen, we are having $40 to win, race 3, number 4, She's All Class. $40 to win, race 7, number 6, Showmanship. And $40 on the All Up, race 3, number 4, She's All Class. Race 7, number 6, Showmanship.
3, number 4, into 7, number 6 for Helen. And now, Al, you're a mathematician of great note. What does that come to at tab.com.au?
She's All Class, $2.60, the favourite there in race number 3. Race number 7, Showmanship, is currently $5.50. The double there,
$14.30. If you don't mind. Good luck to you, Helen. Hope it goes your way. I reckon there'll be a few others, perhaps, with a sneaky little dollar on the formula bet today. 3, number 4, into 7, number 6 tomorrow at Caulfield. Good luck to Helen. Remember, register at the website rsn.net.au to be just like Helen. Time for the Rama Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rama's Ruffy for the Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the Kia Stinger today.
Let's find some value out there in a big day of racing tomorrow at Caulfield. Mark, what do you got for us?
Nice little third last week too.
It was. Screwed down, $21. Look, I think this one will run well here. Race 5, number 7, Man in the Mirror. Working on the theory that the Sydney v Melbourne form, the Sydney form is stronger. Man in the Mirror has had two goes on dry ground. It beat a horse called Paris Dior on debut, which is terrific form, and then a terrific second in the Flemington size Produce. Two failures have been on wet ground. I think there is good speed in this race in the field of eight. Jamie Carr settles back in the pack near enough to last, but I think Man in the Mirror will come running home really hard down the outside and got a great each-way chance at big odds.
All right, Man in the Mirror, race 5, number 7. Just going through that race in the form guide, there's a lot of ones in that race. A lot of horses in that race have had very, very good recent records in the Vane Stakes tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good race. You've got the two favourites in the race are Alpha 1 and Giga Kick. Now, Alpha 1 has had three starts at 1,100 metres and failed each time. There's a horse in the race called Spacewalk. I don't think it's coming down for the race. I think it's staying in Sydney. You go back to Sydney and Spacewalk sailed straight past Alpha 1. So I think the market has been based. Alpha 1 may be a better horse this campaign. The market's been based off that last win over 9.55 more so than its 1,100 form. And Giga Kick, the second favourite, not a lot of depth to its form either. So interesting to see how it measures up. I think, you know, the proven form in Sydney against the better horses, there's some good value, and Man in the Mirror is one of those.
All right.
Man in the Mirror for the Michael Jackson fans, $23 fixed, tab.com.au.
$23, if you don't mind. So that is good business. What's the place just at the moment, the fixed place?
$4.80.
$4.80. We'll keep an eye on that. If that number 8 horse goes to Sydney, then it'll only be 2 divs for the place, but we'll see how we go with that. So race 5, number 7 is the Rama Ruffy, and nice work from you with the Michael Jackson reference too. Great song. Great song, Man in the Mirror.
One of his best.
You'd be all over that, Whitey?
Nah, I'm not a massive Michael Jackson fan. No.
Right. You happy with that, Rama? Just a shake of the head. Just a shake
of
the head.
It's all right. A bit pedestrian, that song.
A bit pedestrian. You're a disgrace. You're very mischievous.
Show some respect.
Very mischievous. And I'm sure you've done the form for Kembla tomorrow for Well In Sight. She's back, Mark. She's back.
Yes, the 5-hour drive, someone told me this morning, 5-hour drive, half, and wide gates. You've got a bit going for you, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, trust me, I'm not driving the 5 hours. And the wide gate, who knows what's going to happen. But she's back, the Flying Filly, the Aubrey Assassin, the Murray Marvel. She's back tomorrow. Mark, great to have you with us on a Friday morning. We appreciate it, mate. Good luck to the doggies this weekend as well.
Thanks, Daniel.
Good stuff. Mark Hunter with us for the Friday form. Big winner yesterday, $15. Good form going into Caulfield meeting tomorrow. And, of course, as I said before, make sure you're listening to RSN 927 for all the latest updates today and tomorrow morning. Getting ready for a great day of